I think definitely they're being around them, that there is some kind of special connection. But I've learned to let people dictate what their relationships are. And because it's different for me in my context, when I was about to get married, I knew that this is what I want. This is what I needed. I needed companionship. I needed commitment. I needed that. But when I've met, when I met Bishop Jones and Loretta, and I see how they're both great people individually, and they seem to know exactly what they want in life and what they're willing to deal with. So I had to just say, hey, if this is how you guys like it, I'm all with you. Does it make sense to everybody? No, but if this is what makes them happy, then I have literally no opinion about it. I mean, I would love for them to be married if that's what they want. But in the meantime, I just have to accept what they have dictated for me to accept.
How do you first ladies get along together, along with Loretta?
I think for the most part, we get along pretty good. We have a good working relationship, and we don't hang out as much as we'd like because of all of our busy schedules. But I think whenever you get more than one woman together, you're going to have some tensions, maybe somebody's expressing themselves, somebody misinterprets something, and you're going to get somebody saying something that they think at that moment that may hurt somebody else. It's just the nature of women in relationships. So I don't think these pastors' wives are any different than any other six or five women that would get together in any other context.
Pastor Ron Gibson. What's your vibe on Pastor Ron Gibson?
I think he's, like he says, he's true to it. Ron is consistently Ron, and you got to love him for that. I have a lot of fun when I'm around him, and he's colorful, and he's energetic, and he's passionate, and he's just Ron. If the cameras weren't rolling, this is Ron. This is just who he is. And we have definitely over the years just grown to have such an affinity for who he is.
What's Pastor Wayne like at home?
Oh, he's a really good guy. Wayne is really chill. He's mild-mannered. He's passionate. He's spontaneous. He's funny. He's just a really solid, solid guy. And you don't meet too many of those, whether they're in ministry or business or students or whatever. He's just a solid, solid guy through and through. If you had a checklist, he would like measure up to being one of those stellar guys across the board.
He seems like a down to earth, like you say, a solid guy. How did you guys meet?
We met in church. Antioch Church, where we pastor, it has been my only church home. And his grandfather was a pastor, and that's who I grew up learning from. And he went away to college, Wayne, my husband, and then he came back. And for some strange reason, we just, like, saw each other. We just saw each other, even though I had seen him my whole life. I just was like, Wayne? And we used to go out in groups, and one day he canceled everybody from that group except for me, and that was, like, our first date.
Okay. Your book, mm-hmm. Hiding Behind the Lipstick, who would you like that book to reach?
I think women really from all walks of life. I hate to say it. I have seen 16, 17-year-old girls who are dealing with so much more than you can even imagine read it and be affected. I've seen also women in their 70s who were dying with secrets, you know, going to go to their grave carrying things that they didn't know affected them their entire life, finally get the healing that they needed. So I definitely think that emerging group, the millennials, the 18 to 35 is a solid range of women that are in their formative years and really establishing themselves who could benefit from it. But anybody, really, if you're a woman and you're breathing, pick it up.
Why do people appear, and we're talking about women right now, why do women appear to want to have it all, or should women want to have it all?
I think that we are such students of society, and for some strange reason, everybody wants to present themselves as being this whole thing with everything, the man, the house, the money, the career, success, the children, just everything. And it misleads people who are watching these examples because they feel like this is what they need to do in order to be somebody. Hiding behind lipstick definitely it steps on that whole theory. Women do not have to have it all. They need to be in touch with themselves and have what they need to live a fulfilled life. I try to have as much as I need to be fulfilled and as much as God wants me to have in my life. I'm willing. I'm open. I'm accepting. I'm not searching for it. If it comes and it adds to me, I'm grateful for that. But these standards, they're not real, and they're not really based in truth.
What is there about Myesha Chaney? Is there something that we don't know? Is there something, what I'm trying to say is, we know about Myesha Chaney on TV, but is there something that would surprise us about Myesha Chaney that we don't know?
This season two, I think we were able to show much more of who we are. I know I live my life inside out. I've gotten to a place, whether it's through messaging or speaking or reality TV or in music, where I've been able to kind of purge every part of me. So I don't feel like I'm hiding anything from anybody. I do have a really soft heart. I'm very sensitive, and I want people to like me. That's something I've carried my whole life. People may not think that. You're confident. You're self-assured. You know what you want. You go after it. But really, I enjoy people saying, I like her. I do.
Okay.
And sometimes it bothers me when they don't.
All right. Well, you are a very likable person. And just like your husband, Wayne, you guys are like down to earth and seem like you guys were made for each other, which I think is a great thing. Where can folks, if they want to get their hands on Hiding Behind the Lipstick or get their hands on your music, how can they connect with you?
MyeshaChaney.com is great. And also they can purchase either on Amazon.com.
Okay. It is our guest, Myesha Chaney, First Lady. Thank you so much for being a guest with us this evening.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
I appreciate you, too. It's our guest, Myesha Chaney, Hiding Behind the Lipstick, and also Preachers of L.A. and the First Lady. And her husband, of course, is Pastor Wayne Chaney. Thanks again for joining us.
Thank you.